Coach Vernon Dozier with me. And now the Grey Cup is the championship of the Canadian Football League, and it happens every year in November. They have a season that is 18 games long, but they start their season in June or July, primarily because, you know, hockey is very important in Canada. It gets pretty darn cold up there, I guess, Coach, and you played in Canada. You can attest to how cold it is and the scheduling and everything else. And what are your memories when we come upon this Grey Cup game?
Well, I remember the a couple of things, Phil. I remember playing in Saskatchewan, where there are a lot of farmers, obviously, in that area of Canada, Saskatchewan, and the western provinces. So the team oftentimes, well, of course, you had to pay for your season tickets, and you paid with regular money, cash, credit card, what have you. They also took farm products. They took wheat.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm not. They took wheat for season tickets. They took dairy products.
I guess all of that is
It's all worth money. It's all movable on the open market. So I guess the riders had a department up there. I'm not sure how it worked, but they had people that directed that kind of capital through the team. So
farmers that wanted season tickets for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and I'm going to ask you about Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Ottawa Rough Riders. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Well, you're laughing for the same reason a lot of people laugh. You're laughing for the reasons I didn't laugh when I played for them. What was your question?
I just wanted to ask you, Saskatchewan, that was one of the teams that you played for, the Rough Riders, and because, as you mentioned, you had mentioned this to me before, that they were a rural team, although they're not in a small town. What town are they in?
They're in the town of Regina. Some people think they're in Saskatoon, but they're in Regina, which is the largest city in the Saskatchewan. I always had a hard time with this when I played for the team. The Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan. There you go. Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Okay, let's get into this conversation now about the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The Ottawa Rough Riders are no more.
Yeah, the Ottawa Rough Riders finally folded. They had financial problems. And it's probably better that they did, because the jokes that flowed during the years of the Rough Riders and the Rough Riders in Saskatchewan, it got a little tiring after a while. People would say, "You play for the Rough Riders, huh?" And I'd go, "Yes, I do." And they'd give me one of those looks like, "Ooh, this kind of thing."
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding.
The fans?
No, these are generally people that didn't know anything about Canadian League football. They didn't know anything about the teams. It was generally down in the States. And sometimes you'd encounter that in Canada.
All right, so what's the difference between the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Ottawa Rough Riders?
As far as I can tell, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders had to do with riding a river, like a rapids, down the rapids of a river. I guess you're rough riding down the river. And the Ottawa Rough Riders had some reference to Teddy Roosevelt, although what that had to do with the city of Ottawa in Canada, I had no idea. So one was more about riding the rapids in a raft. You're a rough rider down the river, and the other had more about being like a
soldier or something.
Yeah, like a soldier. Yeah, but I never had it explained. People wanted to just, when you'd bring it up, you'd say, I remember Cozy Blumenthal. Cozy was a scout for the Riders. And I'd left the team by then. I was in Hamilton, but I asked him. I said, "What's the story between the rough, you know, the Rough Riders?" And he'd wave you off, like shake his head and walk away.
Okay.
Well, I mean, just see that, you know, that's the response that you got. When I write my folks, and I said I got signed by the Rough Riders, and my father's, he was dead silent. There was no response. When I finally got back to Texas, I said, "Well," and he's, "Good for you," and he wanted to change the subject. And I said, "What is it? Is it the name of the team?" And he said, "I just don't want you being identified with anything weird." And he just kept on talking. So,
oh, come on.
No, I swear to God.
Well, I've never heard that. I mean, I've heard people make fun of it, but I've never heard like a father and son.
Well, my father Well, Phil, before you start criticizing my father, he cared very deeply for me.
Of course he did, but doesn't it seem trivial to you?
He cared very deeply for me, and when I said he wanted me to have a career in pro football in the United States, I didn't rank, I didn't rate, I did the best I could, but what am I going to do? You know, I played behind Jack Kemp at Occidental.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, and I asked Jack Kemp, I said, when we were having our commencement, one year, I said, I would ask Jack Kemp if he'd give a speech. And I said, for the senior class.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did I already tell you the story?
You did, but go ahead. It's worth repeating.
I said, hey, Kemp, do you believe in free speech? He said, yeah. I said, well, you're going to give one, you know.
So he spoke before the senior class for free.
Yeah, he did. He's a great speaker. He's a great man. I thought Jack Kemp. He's a hell of a quarterback, too. But Jack Kemp, back in those days, they called him Jackie. He left, he went to the Buffalo Bills of the American Football League, and I went to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Now, I would say to him, well, you know, all they do is ride me morning, noon, and night, man. You know, and it hurt me a little bit, you know.
What hurt, being with the Rough Riders?
A little bit, yeah. And I looked at him, and I said, you know, it hurts, man. It hurts bad. He said, at one time I was into him, I was actually rubbing my rear end. And I might have, because you know how you unconsciously go, you say, oh, man, I'm up in Saskatchewan with the Rough Riders. You're playing for the Buffalo Bills. What's the difference? And he just looked at me, and he gave that smile that Jack Kemp had. And just kind of, yeah, you know. And I would rub my ass. I wasn't conscious of rubbing my ass, but I would walk out. And Kemp, Jackie says to me, we used to call him Jackie in those days. He says to me, you spent a whole half a day rubbing your ass after you brought up being with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Well, you know, Coach, you're a great coach, okay?
I appreciate that, Phil.
You are. You had a career as a player, and you didn't just play. Well, you played in Canada. Did you play in the States at all?
No, I played college ball.
But when you came to the United States, and you coached for the USFL, right?
I coached in the USFL. I coached college first. I coached at a place called Yabba Dabba Hill. Okay, that's another thing that had people laughing at me.
What was it called?
It was a college in Texas called Yabba Dabba Hill, and it was part of a very small Southwestern conference called the Puree. That's what it was called. It was the Pacific United Athletic Conference, but they called it the Puree. And
but what does that mean?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, they puree the best. I don't know what it means, but that's, they seem very proud of it. So I was at Yabba Dabba State for however the hell long, it was like 3 years, and then I moved on. I was an assistant over on Neaton Showalter's staff at Bung.
And what is the school?
Bung, at Bung State in Arkansas.
Bung State. You're at Yabba Dabba.
Well, what, I don't understand what's so funny.
Come on, Coach Bung.
Well, you know something? Some of us are a little bit more grown up. That we had a great years at Bung State. And, all right, if you want a joke, here's the joke. We had great years at Bung State, okay? And in fact, the headline would be, it looks like they're in a bunghole. That means that...
Come on, Coach, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. That meant that the opposition, we buried these teams sometimes. We were so good. We buried 59 to nothing. We beat Newtery 59 to nothing.
Newtery.
What is it with you all of a sudden with...
The names of these schools. But that's great. And so the headline would say, you put them in a bunghole, huh?
Jesus, Phil, listen to you. You put them in a bunghole, huh? I mean, I those were proud years for me.
Okay, I understand. I just don't know how you got... The newspaper writer got away with that, but that's all right. That's all right. So you left Bung... was it Bung State or...?
No, it was Bung.
Bung College.
No, not Bung College, just Bung. Where do you go to school? Bung. It's like Holy Cross. Do they call it Holy Cross University? Holy Cross.
No, I understand what you're saying. So then you left and you went to the USFL?
Then I went to the USFL. I was an assistant under John Hagel over at the LA Express. I was an assistant under John Hagel, and I was an assistant under an old friend of mine, Hugh Campbell. And Hugh had been at Edmonton with the Oilers and won 5 Grey Cups. And I stuck around. Hugh left, and John Hagel came on board. And I coached with him for a year.
What were you doing over there?
With the Express?
Yeah.
I was offensive line coach and tight ends coach.
We're talking here with our good friend, Coach Vernon Dozier, who's had a long and storied career in coaching and playing in football, professional football. He's a professional football player in Canada with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And who else?
I played for Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan. I played 2 years in Saskatchewan. I played 2.5. I got injured with Hamilton. I thought it was over with Hamilton. And then I played about a half a season with Ottawa. And yes, I understand there was another stint with another team called the Rough Riders. And I had, Augie Brown, a friend of mine down in the States, is going, God damn, you know, you're really riding it rough up there. And I told him, you know something, Augie, you're a friend of mine, but if you keep this up, man, I'll push you out of an airplane. And I wasn't kidding.
Well, it probably got old.
Yeah, hey, there you go, yeah. It got real old. My father said, well, at least you're out of Saskatchewan. I said, but I'm in Ottawa, and they're the Rough Riders. And my father, I just heard click, and my mother said later he started to weep openly.
You're kidding, right?
Yes, I'm joking.
There's a team in Ottawa now, isn't there?
Yeah, the Red Blacks.
The Red Blacks, and that's based upon the color scheme of the Ottawa Rough Riders, right?
Yeah, and I think the current ownership of the Ottawa Red Blacks owns the name Ottawa Rough Riders, but they don't want to bring it back.
Well, why would they bring it back? You got the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You're going to go through that all over again?
Well, Phil, I can tell you this. It's something that people in Canada understand that doesn't hang them up. It hangs everybody else up. It hangs up the Yanks. Every time an American, you know, is talking about Canadian football, hey, what about those Rough Riders? And you start wondering, well, what's with this guy? You know, I say, you wondering where all the Rough Riding is, my friend? You know, it's Grey Cup week, man. I'm sure there's a few bars.
Okay,
this is how stupid it gets.
Okay, we're talking here with Coach Vernon Dozier. It is Grey Cup week. Today is Friday. The ball game's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the Grey Cup's tomorrow at... I got that wrong. It's Sunday.
Okay, Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific. And I think it's at in Calgary at McMahon Stadium, but I...
Let we double check that, bud?
Yeah, I'll tell you. What is it called?
The Grey Cup, man. What we've been talking to.
Oh.
By the way, where is everybody?
They thought because you were talking football, they didn't think that they needed to come in because you're talking about Canada. They were talking about the Canada game.
They didn't think they needed to come in because we're...
I don't really give a shit, Phil.
The language?
I'm sorry. I thought we were just talking.
No, we're this is for air. Bud?
The Grey Cup is going to be played at Canada, which is where they play it.
I know that.
Okay.
You know, I'm following it on Facebook. Why don't you check my Facebook page, bud?
Which one?
The fan page?
Oh, okay. Let me see. The Grey Cup of the Canada.
Give me that.
Canada?
Hold on for a minute. Grey Cup Saturday?
Oh, Grey Cup Saturday is like the, you know, the day before they have parties in the street and they have, they do it up, man. They have a Grey Cup festival, they have a Grey Cup parade. It's kind of like the Super Bowl, but it's a lot more traditional. The thing I like about the Grey Cup is it's the Canadian Football League is a lot more fan-friendly, in my opinion, than the National Football League. You have, like you have in soccer, they call them supporters. I'd say the Canadians are much more supporters of their teams than they are fans.
So they're having the Grey Cup fest. Now, one time I was watching, it was Grey Cup week, and they were doing bar hopping?
Yeah, there's bars all over town that are going to be open and having their Grey Cup parties.
No, it's at BC Place. What did I say?
It's at BC. You said it was at McMahon Stadium. It's at BC Place, which is in Vancouver.
Okay, I'm sorry. So 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, the Grey Cup.
Yeah, the 111th Grey Cup will feature the... Well, I guess we ought to talk about the game. That's why you brought me on, right?
Well,
yeah,
absolutely. I apologize. I got sidetracked with the... it's interesting, your career, though, man.
Well, I think the thing you find interesting about it, Phil, is because I played for the Rough Riders, which is what everybody, you know... And I tell you, there's enough guys out, hey, what was it like playing for the Rough Riders? I said, well, what's that about? Why you ask it, man? And I'll make a motion like I'm riding a you know what, going ah, you know, just to make fun of people and everything.
Okay, all right. I guess we got the Rough Rider stuff out of our system.
Well, I hope you did, because every time I talk to people, hey, I played in Canada for Saskatchewan. Oh, the Rough Riders, huh? I go, yeah, and they go, wee. I don't know.
Okay, it's pretty freaking juvenile. But they are the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and they have a really loyal fan base.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not in the Grey Cup.
No, you're right. But I was reflecting on how loyal and how wonderful those fans are up there with Saskatchewan at that stadium. Was it Mosaic?
Mosaic Stadium, yeah.
Okay. So Getting back to the game on Sunday, who's playing?
All right, we got Toronto, the Argonauts, against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Now, Toronto won the Eastern Division. They defeated Montreal. It was a big upset. Montreal should have won that game, but Toronto came from behind at the very tail end of the game and won the game. Winnipeg, on the other hand, is, we're talking about my old team, Saskatchewan. Winnipeg destroyed Saskatchewan by, I don't know, 18, 19 points. I mean, they were way out in front, and they kind of cruised to win. I think Winnipeg's got all the guns.
Now, Winnipeg won their division.
Winnipeg won their division. Saskatchewan won what's called a semifinal. They beat the Ottawa, I think, or I don't know who the hell they beat. They beat BC. They beat the Lions.
Okay.
And then Winnipeg beat Saskatchewan.
Right.
And then, but Saskatchewan got in by beating BC. And then Toronto overcame Ottawa and Montreal.
So the team that wins the division, they get a bye.
Yeah, they have a 1 week bye. So you got a second place team in there, the Toronto Argonauts, and you got the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
All right, predictions?
Well, I think Winnipeg will win the game. I think they've got all the offensive power that you need. I know there's all kinds of upsets in the Canadian Grey Cup, but I think the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, I'm having a hard time. Is this interesting to your audience?
Yeah, it's interesting to me. I mean, I find it interesting.
Well, I think the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and I think they've got what it takes. I think they've got the power.
Why are they called the Blue Bombers, by the way?
I don't know. I mean, it's just...
You don't know why they're called the Blue Bombers?
I think there's an Air Force, a Canadian Air Force base in Winnipeg.
Okay. But they're blue?
I don't know, Phil. They're the blue... I don't know. Up until about 2 years ago, I didn't know what an Argonaut was. And
you played in the Canadian football, you didn't know what an Argonaut was?
No, Phil, because it's not required to know what an Argonaut is to play in the... Wow. I'm talking to a guy over here.
But hold on, Coach. You were never curious?
No, I was not. Excuse me for mocking you, but no, I wasn't. I wasn't curious.
What a dick.
I mean, you're the guy. What's an Argonaut? What's a Blue Bomber? I thought we were talking about the game.
Okay, so Winnipeg, you think is going to win?
I think Winnipeg will win.
Who's the quarterback for Winnipeg?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
What about Toronto?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
So you don't know any of the players? You don't know who coaches the teams?
I don't have that information. I knew you were going to talk to me about it. The guy, I'll tell you what, I know Winnipeg's got a great quarterback. His name is Bobby Svensson.
What is that his name?
No, I made that up. It's just a made-up name until I figure out who it really is. And the coach is Buck Baba.
That's a made-up name, too?
Didn't mean it. Yes, okay.
Well, can we, bud?
I'll find out. God, what a couple of numbnuts.
Hey, man, watch it.
Who are you calling a numbnut?
You guys, you don't even know what's a blue bomber?
What is a blue bomber?
It's a bomber that's blue, I guess.
By the way, Calgary's going to host the 2026. That's where I got screwed up.
Yeah, it's great. So, anyway.
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you. I know the players. In fact, here's some guys. The Jonas Brothers, I think they play for the... Saskatchewan.
The Jonas Brothers are going to be the performers at the halftime show.
Oh, sorry. Well, there's a couple of guys here.
This is beginning to sound like some kind of a satire, like we're making fun of the Canadian League.
Well, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I wanted to really know.
Well, I don't know, Phil. I know that the game is going to be played at BC Place. I know that there's they got great talent on both sides of the football. Let's just here's my idea. Let's tune in, enjoy it. And let's find out who these great teams are and who plays for them and watch a great game. And there'll be a list of stars. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it. They'll be out there and they'll be making big names for themselves during the game.
Okay, Coach Vernon Dozier with us here as we talk about the Grey Cup, the 111th. That's the oldest sports trophy in North America, right?
It is. It's the oldest championship trophy in North America. Oldest professional championship trophy in North America. It's older than the Super Bowl. It's even older than the Stanley Cup, which I thought that thing was like 500 years old. I mean, everybody talking about, when I was in Canada, that was the biggest thing going.
Hockey is big in Canada. Bigger than Canadian football, I take it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, much bigger. But then the other thing is, it depends on what market you're in. Like in Toronto, they followed not only the Toronto Argonauts, they followed the Buffalo Bills because they're right across the Lake Erie from Toronto, and yeah, stuff like that. So it depends.
You told me one time that playing in Canada was like playing in the States when you were in the big cities like Toronto and Montreal.
Yeah, it was no different. You're in the big cities. And so it felt like a big city game. But when you got out there and you're playing Saskatchewan,
okay.
Well, you can laugh if you want, Phil, but I'm out there in the middle of a field, and you just see rows and rows of corn, and a guy, suddenly there's a football coming your way.
Oh, give me a break, man. You were in a stadium.
Yes, I was in a stadium, but I don't know. And you travel from towns like Saskatchewan, and then you go to Calgary.
Well, Calgary's a good-sized city.
Yeah, it's a good size. So is Bozeman, Montana. That's a good-sized city.
No, come on. Calgary's bigger than Bozeman.
I don't know. I would go there, and I would sit and think, oh, man, where are the laughs?
Get the fuck out of here, man. I know you had more fun than that.
You just said the F word.
Yeah, I did. How was Edmonton?
Who's she?
All right, thanks so much, Coach.
I'm fooling around, Phil. I'm just trying.
Oh, look who showed up. Well, we didn't know you. We knew you're going to be interviewing Coach Dozier. We thought you just wanted to do a one-on-one. No. I was doing a one-on-one. Why don't you tell everybody about your dad? He played in the Canadian League. My dad played in Canadian football way back in the 30s before there was a Canadian Football League. They called it something else.
Well, you said they called it rugby football.
They called it rugby football in Canada. I think, yeah. And that was in the 30s when they had there were two conferences, the Western Rugby Football Union and the Ontario Rugby Football Union. And that was like what became the Eastern and Western divisions of the Canadian Football League. And in those days, they had these teams that were sponsored, and that was the name of the team. Like, my dad played for a team called Sarnia Oil.
How much money did your dad make? Did he make, like, a lot or not a lot or what?
I think he made, like, $50 a game. And he even got a signing bonus one year of $500, which is, I guess back then it was pretty good.
500 what? Canadian money?
No, Australian. Yeah, Canadian money. I don't know, Phil. It must have been a pretty good... So that was during the Depression, too. Yeah, that was in the Depression. So my father was... He just turned 20, and he... And here's the funniest thing about my old man's football playing. Because of his play in a professional league up there in Canada, he got offered a scholarship to the University of Detroit.
Like what? To be a doctor or something?
What do you think, bud?
What do you think?
Oh. To play football, right?
To play football, yeah. He got offered a scholarship, which he turned down because I believe, I don't know, man. I think he joined the Army and the World War II was breaking out. There was other stuff to worry about. So anyway, thanks so much, Coach Vernon Dozier, there on the 111th Grey Cup. And the fact that he played for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and that's something that he and the other American players just never could get over.
Well, I can understand, you know.
What's the big deal about that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I play for a Rough Rider.
Oh, will you knock it off?
But you said the guys were having a hard time.
Because they're a bunch of pea brains. Anyway, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and then he played for Hamilton and one other team. Anyway, thanks so much, Coach Dozier, for that look at the CFL.
Yeah.
Chris Norton coming up next with progress that he's making on a new film called World War Sex, right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris Norton of Norton Explodes, as well as Throb City Entertainment. In a minute, I'd like to tell you all about World War Sex and the things, the very exciting things we're going to be doing. But first, I'd like to just tell you that you need to get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website. 60,000 hours of great content and great radio and digital content. I mean, you think about 60,000 hours, yeah, that's a lot, you know. So go get a backstage pass at the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. It's the greatest value online other than porn, which is kind of up my alley. I don't really like the phrase up my alley, because even though I know what it means, people look at you like you take, like someone's going to write it up your alley. You know, I don't like it.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico. Mr. Henry.
Thank you, bud, and welcome back to our program. On the line with me from Norton Explodes Entertainment is Chris Norton. And, Chris, you have the new movie that we heard you mention at Theater West when you were doing the show over there with me. The new film is called...
Yeah, the new film, Mr. Henry, is called World War Seth, and we're excited about it very, very much. And we're very excited about it.
And World War Sex is one of a lot of titles, Chris, that you've released lately. Will this thing be available?
Well, you say this thing.
I mean, will this film, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's part of, I think, the problem is we get a lot of people saying, well, they talk about your movie like it's something they found in a diaper. Well, you know what I mean? I'm trying to...
Chris, we didn't mean anything by that. Mr. Henry was simply... He just threw a word away.
I know what he meant, General. I know you don't mean bad, Mr. Henry, but I'm having a hard time climbing out from underneath the failure of Daffy Dick, you know?
So Daffy Dick was a failure.
And you sound like you're, yeah, great. Daffy Dick was a failure.
Chris, I don't want you to fail at all. I'm sorry to hear that.
Daffy Dick was a failure. How?
We didn't move the units the way we wanted to move, you know? We wanted to move units.
What? Moon unit?
Move units, man, not moon unit. I'm talking about my movie.
You're talking about the movie, okay, Daffy Dick? That was, boy, that you did a big pitch on that.
We did. We were looking for investors, and we had to cut it. I mean, we may still try and get it off the ground.
How was the investment interest?
It was so-so. You know, and being on stage with USC or West and pitching that crowd, see if they would, you know, cough up. So we could get Daffy Dick recut, and everybody's staring at me like I just landed from the planet Pluto, and I'm going boo, boo, boo. I mean, it was pretty depressing.
Well, it seemed to me like you had a really good response from the crowd. They were interested in it. You just didn't raise the money that you wanted to. Why don't you give it some more time?
There's a good idea. Give it more time before you give up on it.
I don't know. It's just right now I'm in the pre-production stages of World War Z.
Well, I think Daffy Dick is very unique.
You're telling me that now, man. Every time everybody was saying what a goofball, effed up idea was, having some guy's dick flying through the air and all this and that, and you're going, yeah.
No, I did not agree with him. I just realized it was highly adult humor. It was going to be a tough sell. And I'm right, okay?
Oh, God, man. And I'm right. I guess you are.
Yeah. So maybe what you need to do is, like, cool out the... Maybe you're pitching the wrong people, man. I don't know. I mean, you know, I heard that Steve Bozell and his wife stopped by.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. Mr. Bozell was there and his wife, and she goes, I got to, you know, let's cut out. She's like, you know, no way. She was like, later for this, let's cut out. And Steve was going, well, I kind of want to see what more is going to happen. So when we got outside, all of a sudden that guy Santos is there. I don't know.
Jay Santos showed up?
Yeah, his stupid-ass chiss helmet tops, and they're going, hey, move it along. I go, man, you put your hands on me one more time, and that chiss helmet's going to be in your mouth, and you'll be walking around like you're a member of an African tribe going, like your lips are all thin and everything.
Okay, I get you. Let's get on to the new movie, and we can talk about Daffy Dick some other time, okay?
Yeah, sure. Let's just throw Daffy Dick into this shit.
Let's talk about World War Sex.
Well, World War Sex is, I'm very proud of this movie because for the very first time in history, Mr. Henry, for the very first time in the history of adult film, we're going to have 60,000 people having sex from an aerial shot.
Say that again. You're going to have 60,000?
Yes, that's right. 60,000 people. Aerial shot at 60,000 or maybe 67 or probably 67,000 people.
What difference does it make 67?
Because it would fill out the entire stadium that way. But we'd have 67,000 people having sex, and there's an aerial shot of it. It'd be badass. And that's my dream for World War Sex.
So the aerial shot, what's the plot? Can you tell us?
I mean, yeah, this dude is shopping, and he catches the eye of this girl who, one thing leads to another, they go back to her condo, and they're having sex. And then her friends show up, and he's having sex with like five or six girls, and they all decide to go to Mexico, okay? And they meet up some other chicks. I mean, eventually he meets like 60,000 chicks. And
okay, so it's him and 60,000.
What's so funny?
This one guy and 67,000 women.
That's kind of how adult films go, Mr. Henry. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Chris. How about something more realistic?
Get a load of you, General. You all of a sudden, like, in the adult film and everything? What, are you watching with your wife and stuff?
Don't bring my wife into it. You bring my wife into it, Norton. There's a whole new world of pain waiting for you at
Norton Splodes.
Oh, man.
Just don't do that, Chris. All right. So what was your question, General?
I mean, I'm just saying, General, you know, you're all of a sudden interested in adult film.
I just want to know, if you're, I don't know what I asked.
Okay, well.
Okay, so anybody else got a question here?
Yeah, I got a question, Mr. Norton. You're going to have Sissy 7, or have you already shot this?
No, we've not shot it. I've got the pre-production. I've got it mapped out. I've got it drawn out of what it's supposed to look like, you know.
Who's the star of this thing? Yeah, is it Bob Meat?
Bob Meat's retired, man. Bob Meat's retired. I don't know how many times I got to say that. I don't know how many times I got to say that.
Well, we're sorry, Chris. We're not keeping track of these people.
No, this is going to be Paul Pullmaster, and we're very excited about having him, you know.
Paul Pullmaster.
Yeah, and he's good. He's an up-and-comer in adult film.
Chris Norton is with us talking about his new film, World War Sex. The sales on Daffy Dick were not what you hoped, but, it's still for sale.
Yeah, Daffy Dick is still up on our site for sale. I would tell people it's a very unique experience into an emanation of a dick, of a guy's dick that just goes where it wants to go. Imagine if your dick just decided it wanted to go and have sex with this girl, have sex with that girl, and you don't necessarily want to have sex with those girls. You know how that would be?
Yeah, I can't really imagine what that would be like.
And I don't imagine you get a big female audience for your work.
Who is that, Ms. Gray?
Yeah.
Who do you think, Chris?
I'm sorry, I just... What? Why? I don't know what you mean by that. I mean, of course, we're not going to get women. We get women working my movies. We're not going to get women...
Okay. So, Daffy Dick, you're still got high hopes for, and World War Sex is on the horizon.
Yes, World War Sex is on the horizon. Again... You know, I got to tell you, Mr. Henry, Norton Splodes has pioneered some original shots. We pioneered the drone shot of it hovering and then just swooping away. We pioneered weightless Seth in Blast Off for Seth, in space, Seth in space, Blast Off for Mars. And we're now pioneering the aerial, the high-altitude aerial shot showing 60,000 people have Seth, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, man, you're talking to me like I'm some homeless guy with bad breath.
No, it's just, there comes a point, Chris, we can't talk much more about these movies.
Well, I hope that you give it. So everybody come and see Daffy Dick and be sure to come and see World War Sex.
Absolutely, Chris, and we will have you back when World War Sex is up and available on your site.
I mean, that would be nice, you know, because you guys didn't, when we came out, remember when I came out with Bone Master?
Okay, there's Chris Norton and,
You know, Phil, you give him a lot of false hope.
No, I do not.
Well, why do you have him on the show and he thinks he's going to get millions of people to watch his movies?
I bring him on the show and I don't make any promises, okay? Chris has got a nice little fan base out there because of this show. It's a lot of people, and when we had him there at Theater West, a lot of people were happy to see him.
Yeah, but he didn't go see Daffy Dick, and that's the whole purpose of it.
You don't know, man. Daffy Dick has still got...
What's so funny?
I was about to say Daffy Dick has still got legs, but
yeah, I'll bet it does. You gotta, now that's a good idea. The guy's dick should have its own legs and runs around town having sex, then hops back into the guy's pants.
Oh my God.
Right. Well, I'll call him up with that.
Yeah.
Okay,
you serious?
No, but you guys were taking me seriously, so I went ahead and ran with it.
Because it had legs.
Because it had legs.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. We will be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Grey Cup weekend in Canada, or whatever kind of a weekend you're having down here in the States. We love you. See you Monday.
Mr. Henry's Wardrobe by Fitzsimmons.